Entertained a motion about a recess back for public hearings?
Move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Aye, we have now back for public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedure for council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reason for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not recommended its or issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases, and in those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requiring additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decisions will be made only based on the record established at both the council and commission hearings. The first case today is conditional use number 2300, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 56.93 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of McCary Road, which is Sussex County Route 385, approximately 857 feet south of Frankford School Road, which is Sussex County Route 92. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel IDs is District 533, Map 5, parcels 38.00 and parcels 41.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets, which includes their most recent updated booklets. We have a copy of the applicant's environmental assessments, a copy of the applicant's proposed conditions of approval. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the TAC comments. We have a copy of the service level evaluation response from DelDOT. We have no written comments received. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 14th of this year. At its meeting of August 11th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons and subject to the 20 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant or the applicant's representative please come forward to speak?
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB, and I'm representing the applicant, MRBP LLC. With me tonight is Lawton Myrick, who's the property owner. We also have Ed Linnae of Environmental Resources and Doug Brown of Bunny and Murray here as well to help answer any questions that might come up. MRBP is seeking a conditional use for tax map parcels 533, 538, and 4104, which are located along the Cary Road near Roxana, for surface mining and borrow pit operation. Total site acreage is approximately 57.03 acres. The conditional use application was submitted to Planning and Zoning about a little over a year ago, July 16th, 2021. The parcels are zoned AR and lie within the coastal area. The immediate area is primarily agricultural with some low density residential and includes some fairly substantial chicken farm operations. There is significant development activity to the north, particularly in the town of Millville. The southern edge of Millville by the sea is just about 3 miles to the north of the project site. No public water or sewer is proposed for the operation. Stormwater management will meet the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. There is no intended discharge from the site. The bulk of the activity is contained, obviously, interior to the site. 100-foot buffer is required along road frontage, and additional 50-foot buffer is required for all other adjacent properties. Some of that buffer is in place. Some will have to be planted. Single access to the site will be a small commercial entrance on McCary Road. DelDOT approved the entrance plan prepared by Century Engineering in April of 2021. The owner is anticipating an average of about 30 trucks per day. Mr. Linnae performed a site investigation in 2021, and he has advised GMB that the proposed plan avoids impacts to any potential wetland or waters areas. As a result, no disturbance to wetland or regular waters is anticipated at this time. A wetland report and plan will be submitted to the Corps of Engineers. Tax ditch runs along the western and southern boundary of the site. No tax ditches are proposed to be disturbed by the project. The property does contain some man-made channels as well. Impacts to drainage channels at the perimeter of the project have been avoided in order to maintain drainage conditions for adjacent properties. And the design team will ensure that the drainage from adjacent properties is maintained with no adverse impacts during final design and permitting process. Regarding conformance with the comprehensive plan, we note again that the site falls within the coastal area, which is designated as a growth area. The project has been through the PLUS process, PLUS responses, as well as an environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report have been included in the project binders. As Mr. Whitehouse noted, a public hearing was held in July, and project received a favorable recommendation vote with conditions. There were several items that were brought up during the Planning Commission public hearing that we would like to address specifically. And for that, I would like to invite Mr. Myrick up to talk specifically.
Good afternoon. My name is Lawton Myrick of 5973 Smithies Lane, Salisbury, Maryland, 21801. And my wife and I are the owners of MRDP LLC. We're seeking the conditional use to operate the bar pit on the site being discussed today. Our original intent was to mine the pit for the duration of its useful life and then potentially create a public park for locals and visitors of River Soccer Club to use at their leisure. I spoke with a representative from the Sussex County Land Trust regarding their potential interest in the site as active and passive open space. There is some interest on their part, but we have not made any commitments at this time. I've also met in person with the closest neighbor, Mr. Harrington, and listened to his thoughts about a public space being hard to police properly and his concerns about potential drug activity within the space. Taking those concerns into account, no commitments have been made regarding the final use of the site. It will remain in private ownership until we can decide the highest and best use of the property. Part of the long-term plan may include a private residence for personal use. Regardless of the final use of the site, I can speak to the fact that the slips will be seeded and stabilized as part of the immediate reclamation process. There were also concerns regarding the duration of the permitted use, so we've edited our proposed condition of use to be a 15-year window of operation versus 30 years. We anticipate the life of the pit to be approximately 10 to 12 years, but we would like a little margin to account for market conditions and weather impacts. Excuse me. Also, after speaking with Mr. Harrington, we've also altered our proposed hours of operation so that there would be no hours of operation on Saturday. Our original idea was Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. That Saturday schedule would provide 6 hours of operation. Mr. Harrington agreed to a potential 7 a.m. start time Monday through Friday, which gave us back 5 hours per week for a net loss of only 1 hour per week. We think this is a good compromise for both parties and have reflected that in our proposed conditions of approval. Other neighbors have concerns about the final look of the small lake that will be the result of the mining operation. I would like to share some precedent images of an existing bar pit and a completed bar pit for reference.
Did you get the other one seen? Was just out. Okay. That's the final product.
I have some handouts I can.
I think you got right here.
Either end.
We got those emailed too.
Would I need exhibit book, please? Just trying.
I'm sorry.
Would I need exhibit book, please?
I sent an email going, but I have a jump drive. Is it possible?
Sure, yep. Look at it. Okay.
That particular one's on the cover.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that also. You need to see.
We're going to put it on the screen. So it's Yep. Let me do it. Yeah. Hold on, man.
So this is an example of current pit operating daily as it stands now, just to show you, like, it's just the topsoil is removed and the heavy equipment is mining the structural fill from underneath the organic material. You go to the next one. This is another pit that has completed its useful life, and it, you see it's just a lake surrounded by a wooded buffer. And there's a high level. Can you go to the next one? So this is just standing on the bank looking at it. So I just wanted to have those up for reference. When the project is complete, the finished product will be a small lake that naturally blends into the existing environment. Another neighbor has a concern about noise and sight lines into the project from his backyard. We have altered the proposed site plan to include an additional 270 seedlings atop an earthen berm within a required 50-foot planted buffer. Part of this increased buffer, or excuse me, planted buffer, will be in the area adjacent to the residence in question. I would also like to point out that Sussex County Code requires all bar pits to be at least 200 feet from any residences of other ownership, and our proposed pond is 347 feet from that one.
Can you show the plan view that our latest submittal, like, can you go down to the one that's actually second.
This is the August 12th booklet.
That cover sheet, you know, the second one?
Yep. I can get it, just need 2 seconds.
That's a good image right there, Jim, if you want. I just wanted to point out the dimension I was just speaking to, that's 347 feet from the corner of that house, and this is over 260 feet from Mr. Harrington's house.
When you're back at the microphones, could you repeat that, please, so people listening remotely could hear that?
Yes. So the residence, existing residence of the easterly border is 347 feet from the top of bank, and the closest neighbor, Mr. Harrington, in the crotch right there is over 260 feet. And we originally asked for a dredge to operate 24 hours a day. It is likely that no dredge will be required and the bar pit operations will be accomplished with a traditional excavator and loader. We propose that no heavy equipment operate after 5:30 p.m. We also ask that screened topsoil be allowed as import to the site as part of the final reclamation of the finished bar pit. That is all I have for today. Thank you very much. I look forward to your questions.
You've, in your presentation, you indicated quite a few changes from what the findings that planning and zoning had listed. Do you have those in writing, what you're proposing?
They are. They're part of the second submittal, and they'll be in red text just to show that we took into account some of the concerns of the adjoining property owners.
So that'll include hours of operation and...
That's what he, because during the presentation, he indicated no Saturday hours, adding additional hour.
So we made edits, and you'll see those.
Okay.
Jamie, can you go down to the few sheets, and then you'll find the proposed conditions. That's right there. Might be further.
No, I'm asking, do you have a red line of the P&Z comments that he's suggesting?
I don't, but I will get that.
Okay.
Those are our original proposed conditions in black, and then the ones that needed editing, we just went through and added as red.
Okay. Any further questions? If not, thank you. Mr. Marsh, you're back up.
Thank you all. That concludes our presentation. We are happy to address any questions you all might have.
Any questions from council?
I have a couple.
Yes.
I read somewhere in this thing that the max depth of this would be 60 feet.
No, sir. We actually hit a clay layer at about 32 to 35 feet deep, so we wouldn't be going beyond that.
Okay. So 32 to 35 feet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where I'm going with that question is the wells that are close to these properties, is there any chance that they could be affected or their drinking water be affected?
It should not be, because those wells would be deeper than that 35-foot depth, but we're going to stop.
Okay. But we don't know how deep those wells are, though, right?
Most of those residential wells would be deeper than, I can't speak to the...
Yeah, I mean, we just don't know that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, you anticipate how many loads a day? Because if the hours change from 7 till whatever, that'd be 5 days a week, and cutting out Saturdays, but that would probably add some loads to the weekdays, right?
Yeah, I'd say the range is between 30 and 50, so I would say the average would be 40 trucks a day, just to be conservative.
Okay. The road width on that road is pretty skinny.
Right, we actually got an approved small commercial entrance from DelDOT, but it just expired because it took us.
Yeah, I read that in the packet, in your packet here. It was 1 year from April 6th of 2021.
That's correct. So that expired, but we don't anticipate having a problem getting it renewed if, you know, we receive blessing today or approval today from council.
Okay. I can't think of anything else right now, but thank you.
Any other questions from council? If not, you can have a seat, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Sir, you want to come forward, please? Give us your name and address before you speak, please.
My name is Mike McCary. I live on McCary Road, 32570 McCary Road. I have a pass out here.
Sure. Yes, thank you.
I'm here representing the people on this paper that was gave him that live on McCary Road. We're a little behind schedule on a lot of things. As we all know, we don't talk to neighbors like we used to years ago. And that is a bad thing, I can tell you right now. I wasn't able to go to the planning and zoning meeting because I wasn't aware of it, per se. We just found out about this meeting on Thursday, so we're kind of behind the eight ball. But the paper in front of you is all the people, the first few pages are all the people listed that live on McCary Road that either own or live on McCary Road. There's 19 properties on McCary Road, individual properties. On those papers, you have the 17 people that are against this project right now that live on McCary Road. 17 out of 19 property owners are against it. McCary Road is only 1.2 miles from start to finish, from 17 to Franklin School Road. The road is 19 foot wide, is what it is. It's a tar and chip blacktop road, is what it is. The state came in about probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they put a coating of asphalt on each side of it. They left the crown in the middle, like they're doing a lot of back. It's a minor back road, is what it is. Basically, that's what it is. The project is going to be almost in the center of the road, in the center of the 1.2 mile road. It's right almost in the middle of the whole thing. Concerns range from everything from noise, truck traffic, 30, 40, 50 load trucks a day in and out of a single lane road, almost a single lane road. There's concerns about where they would exit, where they come in at. If they leave the property, the proposed site, and turn left to go towards Frankfort School Road, they can't turn left to go through Frankfort because of a bridge weight limit. They'd have to make a turn on Shockley Town Road and then go somewhere from there. If they come out to the right back towards 17, then they got everybody actually ran to that route, and it's already congested, so it's a lot of traffic for a single lane road. 30 or 40 trucks don't sound like much, but if they pass your house twice a day, that's a lot of noise. Another thing is equipment noise. There's going to be equipment operating in there. One of the things that people talk about a lot is a beep, beep, beep. Every time they put a piece of equipment in reverse, it makes a loud sound. That's going to travel. I do own a farm on McCary Road. I live on McCary Road. I also own a farm on Gum Road, which backs up to this property. I don't have a residence over there, or don't know why I live there as right now, but I got a son building a home over there. So that's going to impact him also. And there's other people that's going to impact in the area also. One of the big things they talk about also is the fact that they want a 15-year permit to do this, or 10 or 15-year permit to do this. That permit is a long time. I don't know of anybody in the world that wants to buy a piece of property next to an active borough pit. Our property values are going to drop. We all know that. Nobody in this world wants to build a house or buy a piece of property next to an active borough pit. They talk a lot about when the pit's done, how it's going to look. I don't care how it looks when it gets done. Our property values are going to be affected by this. If we give them a 15-year permit, You're signing us to 15 years of living with something, too. We all know that. And very well could be at the end of 15 years, they could come back and say, hey, look, we made a bad mistake. We want 10 or 15 more years. We're all going to be gone by then, more than likely. You're not going to be on the council. I'm 77 years old, and I'm going to be gone by then. We did, you know what I mean? That's a fact of life. But there's a lot of things that people just are very concerned about. We haven't had an opportunity to get everybody together in the community to sit down and talk as a group, and we're going to ask for an extension on this or be deferred if we can possibly, so we can get more people up here in front of you people to give you their concerns. That list there is all the people that we've talked on that road, and all of them are 100% against it.
I asked Mr. Moore to explain something to you about keeping the record open or closed.
Okay.
Yes.
Because if...
Yes, simply deferring this if the council doesn't vote today.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that people come back and are able to speak on it, because the hearing would close today, irregardless. Now, the council does have an opportunity, and at times they will keep the record open, but typically what they do when they do keep the record open is have that for written comments only, and then, of course, the applicant will be able to respond likewise to those written comments if they do that.
That's what we'll probably ask for then.
Okay.
It's impossible. We're not against development at all. That's not the point here of this. We're against traffic, noise, property values going down. Most of the people that's on that list you have in front of you could care less than put a development back in there, really. I'd rather have 200 cars a day than I would 50 trucks going out of there hauling dirt all day long, to be honest with you. And they're the same way, you know. But if you look at the numbers, 17 out of, let me get my story straight here now. The people, the 17 out of 19 property owners are against it on that road. And that's the only people we've talked to so far. And we've had a couple people come to us that live not on McCary Road, but close by, that also has some things they'd like to talk about. So that's where all I've got to say. I think there's a couple of people who want to talk. Any questions?
No, sir, not right now. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else that like, yes, in the back?
Good afternoon. My name is Art Ford. I'm at 32408 McCary Road. My property, if I may, is this one right here. I don't know of anybody on this council that would love to live next to a mosquito lake. No one wants to listen to the noise. No one wants to see dump trucks going up and down the road. They first said it was 25 trucks, then it was 30. He got up here and said, oh, anywhere between 30 and 50 trucks. 30 trucks one way, 30 trucks the other, all day long. If you take 30 divided by the 8 hours they work, you got a constant noise of trucks going up and down McCary Road. If you look at their plans, they got trees, beautiful trees lining McCary Road. No one sees them. But if you look at my property, right in here, there's no trees to block me from seeing their trucks or hearing the beep, beep, beep when they back up or the backhoes. What about the generators that they have to use for the pumps? If you look at this part of the parcel, there's this part here. This is where they plan to put these big diesel pumps that have to run 24 hours a day to pump the water from one side where they're digging to the other side pond, back and forth. If you look at the outline that they have submitted to you, that's exactly where they're gonna put these pumps, right in my view of my backyard. I got no way to stop it. If you pull up their outline of their trees.
Oh, sorry, yeah, this is the...
That's the first one.
Yep. That one. Give me 2 seconds, sir. I just need to call up the latest one. There we go.
Okay. My question would be, again, is if you look at this entire alley of where these trees are, where they're going to drive, the only place they can put these pumps are here and here. That means I have to listen to the diesel 24/7 pumping water from one side of this 56-acre pond to the other side for 15 years. My wife and I just bought this house 20 months ago. This is our dream home. It was beautiful. We had farmers, we had nice neighbors. Now I'm going to have a mosquito pit 15 feet from my backyard. I'm going to have to listen to trucks at 6 o'clock in the morning for 15 years. I go on all day long. You know what you have to do. This is just too big of an animal to be where it is. I shouldn't have to smell diesel 24/7 out my backyard. My grandkids shouldn't have to listen to the trucks digging and beeping and backing up 30 trucks one way, 30 trucks the other. That's all I have to say, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition in the room? Yes, sir.
My name is Jeff Litch. I don't live on McCary Road, but I'm at the end of McCary Road where all these trucks are going to be hitting right in my driveway. My main opposition is the dirt old period. It's all farmland and getting rid of more farmland. We have a lot of problem in the summertime with the irrigation wells we have around the neighborhood now with water on my farm, because when they turn them on, then I'm covered with iron all the time because the water capacity goes down so deep. That's my main concern with the dirt hole. Is it going to affect my chicken farm and my water quality? I have enough problems down in the summertime, let alone in the wintertime. Wintertime's fine. But just like I said, the truck traffic coming out in the McCary Road onto 17, I'm right at the dead end. My son's there. My whole family's on that road, basically. We own the whole block there. And all the trucks turning, going out. They can't go out no other way. If they go out toward Frankfort, they're going to have to run 10 miles out of the way to clear all the roadways. So they got to come out on 17. Basically, that's all I got to say, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
Oh, yeah.
What's your opinion? I was in the one that.
Great question.
We have a caller. Please state your name and address before making a comment.
Yes, my name is Tyler White. I own the adjacent farm next to the proposed bar open. My regular resident in Wilmington, Delaware, but of course, as I commented, I own the farm next to it. Similar to the previous speakers and to Mr. McCary, farming at 17 out of 19 opposed. I am opposed as well. In fact, adamantly opposed to this, and I would hope that the county council would operate under the interest of the citizens they are to represent. Understanding that property owners have a right to manage their property, they should not be permitted to do it at the expense of adjacent property owners or nearby property owners. I've heard a number of issues today. There was one public hearing. A lot of these were mentioned that the owner of the property in this afternoon's comment did not address. Similar to, in no particular order, but similar to Mr. Lynch, since he was the last speaker, we had a serious water concern with that. We see no plan where the water is tested on a regular basis by a third party. Again, on the regular regular basis, not at the conclusion of 15 years. And what about flooding, just a variety of water issues? So it's a large water issue here. We've heard time and time again this afternoon about noise complaints. I think it was understated the fact that the adjacent property value is going to be diminished. And how we, as citizens of the state of Delaware, get compensated should the county council approve the project, but our property values go down. There are a number of things where they make concessions with one or two neighbors of, increase the buffer to 200 feet. We would propose that amongst many changes that need to be made, that 200 feet be extended all the way around, not just the current neighbors, but the neighbors that may be there a year from now. In new construction. But quite honestly, to the earlier comment on value, who's going to want to build by a partial property to build with a construction project that's going to last up to 15 years with no on-site about who's going to be following this from security to individual mentioned drugs? Well, the county council is working at a disadvantage, not hearing all the other items that were mentioned on the planning and zoning to include trash dumping and everything. There's been no proposal that there would be 24-hour-a-day security if the council would proceed in approving. Again, I hope they do not, but they represent the citizens of this state and of Sussex County. The idea that they want to have their rights as property owners, I totally understand that, but having a conditional use taking agricultural property, we're all trying to save in the state of Delaware, and turning it into a borrowing is not agricultural land. This should not be zoned agricultural. It's not agricultural. They're not going to be using that pit to grow anything except as one individual said, at least mosquitoes, if not possibly other things. It is not agricultural. It is a commercial site now. It impacts neighbors, it impacts the value of our property. They failed to mention to the county council, apparently, the relationship and the distance between the proposed bottle pit and multiple soccer fields on the other side of the property line. So you have tournaments, you have training sessions where you have children, and I emphasize children, that will be on site and adjacent to this 35-foot hole in the ground, that anything could happen. There are no conditions mentioned today. Unfortunately, I'm not suggesting it was intentional, but it was raised planning something about fencing the entire property to keep children out of this big dangerous situation and dangerous hole from falling in or drowning, and the like. There is huge opportunity here for all kind of mischief, with this project should it be approved. And again, I can't state enough how adamantly opposed I am at approving the project. It is not farmland. if one individual stated this afternoon, he wanted to turn it into a residential development. Well, residential development isn't farmland either, but it certainly comes with less of a price to adjacent property owners than a borrower has. I cannot believe that Suffolk County can't see that you can get dirt from anywhere. Get dirt from further inland. Go to Maryland, go to Pennsylvania, go somewhere where it's not 8 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. Go somewhere where it currently isn't being utilized as agricultural property that will never again be used as agricultural project, property should the project be approved. The list is long of items, and would ask the county council to review the minutes from that meeting to highlight all the items that were voiced at the planning meeting that were not mentioned this afternoon. And
Sir, in my previous remarks, I indicated that everything that was at the planning and zoning hearing, including their recommendations, all exhibits, are part of the record before County Council. Okay, do you have anything else to add, sir? Operator, is he still there? Operator, is he still on?
Yes, he's still on. I just muted him for a second. He's still having a connection issue, it looks like.
Okay, thank you. Operator, are you able to determine what he's saying?
No, I can't.
Hear me now? I have no idea what he's
saying. You've come back on.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you. Operator, is there anyone else on the line?
At this time, there is currently no one else on the line.
Okay, thank you, Operator. Mr. President, this time we can...
Schaefer,
yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Mr. Whitehouse, I think up there on McCary Road, on that drawing, I think that's a recording information, isn't it, underneath where it says McCary Road?
Correct. I can zoom in. It shows the width of the right.
Oh, does it have it? Because I think on page 2 of the GMB drawing. But if that shows it, that's fine. Because that was my question.
Yeah, I made it larger.
And what's it say the width is?
45 foot wide public right of way, local, and then per plot, book, and page number. So,
is that when that says 40 foot wide? Is that? Edge of right of way, edge of right of way, or pavement to
that's
pavement?
That's not even close to the width of the
street
road.
Line to street line. So
that's just that's not pavement to pavement. That's the width of the.
That's correct. So it's street line. What we use for setback purposes is the street line. So the edge of paving may be different. So.
So we heard
testimony that the gentleman thought it was 30 feet wide, the blacktop.
19, you said?
Yeah, 19, yeah.
19 feet.
That's okay.
Right.
We're good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
If we do that, we cannot accept...
I think he wants to defer this and leave it open.
We can't accept anything in writing. I would like to keep it open for a week.
That would need to be your motion when you move to defer, to keep the record open for a certain period of time, and then after that, the other side have an opportunity to respond.
Okay. Is it time for me to do that?
Sure.
All right, at this point, I would move to defer. We're taking in a lot of information here, and I want some time to digest everything, and I have a couple more questions of myself, and I would like the record to be kept open for a week or 2 weeks.
It's up to you. You want, what's...
For, is...
Comment only.
Is written comment long, is week long enough to receive written comment? I would do, I would request that we leave it open for a week to receive written comment.
Okay, and then following week for the, any responses?
Yes.
To that, or do you want to just any, anybody respond for both sides in that first week?
I'd say a week, and then a week to respond.
Okay. Anything in there? So that's the motion.
We're going to close the public hearing. We have a motion to defer for 1 week to allow either side to make written comment?
Well, yeah, that'd be fine.
And then, 1 week after that period of time for anybody to respond to the comments?
Yes.
Which is a total of 2 weeks.
Yes.
Written comments only, and they got to be postmarked by the seventh day and the seventh day. Any questions on, Mr. Schaefer, you have a question?
No.
Any questions on the motion?
Second.
It's a vote, we have a second, we have a vote to defer, so we're going to take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will, yes, so we deferred conditional use 2300 for, allow for public comment first 7 days, and then 7 more days for a written comment from anybody about the comments. Thank you.
Thank you. And, Mr. President, the next matter before council is conditional use number 2301. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 2.23 miles south of the intersection of Powell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365, and Pepper's Corner Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34018 Roxana Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, map 15, parcel 20.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of a letter received showing the Denrec flood map. We have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We also have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. I would note we've received 0 comments. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 14th of this year. At the meeting of July 28th of this year, the commission recommended approval of the application for the 5 reasons and subject to the 12 recommended conditions as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here and would like to come forward? Please give us your name and address before you speak.
Good afternoon. My name is Jason Tedesco. I live at 27 Indian Hill Lane, that's in Ocean View, Delaware. I'm the property owner of this 2-acre parcel of land. My wife and I purchased this property about 5 years ago. We've made improvements over the winter. Anytime my guys need a few hours inclement weather, we kind of hang out there, and we've been kind of getting it ready for this moment. 15 years ago, we started a landscape business. This is just another step So was the guy working out of the back of his truck with insurance, and we've looked around for quite a while. 5 years ago, we purchased this with the intent of getting additional land use to house employees there. Directly behind that parcel of land is resort management. They, in 2002, had converted their AR1 property into conditional land use. It will not impact the road at all. I only had a total in the height of season of 6 full-time employees. It seems to be the most manageable for my company. And we typically don't work weekends at all. I've worked maybe 5 weekends in my entire career, which is unheard of, but you know, all my guys that work for me and girls, we all have families. Windshield time's a killer, especially when gas spikes up the way it did. So we just try to stay in a small work radius. Fuel was a killer this year. But going forward, I think it's more conscious anyway. We work in about a 6-mile radius. Directly behind this parcel of land will be the last phase of Millville by the Sea. So there is another good reason why we purchased the property. It's just, you know, a lot of people travel and pass our land. Be good advertisement. I think Ms. Wingate brought up that we are allowed to put a sign on the property, which we are not going to want to do because we just want to keep it kind of quiet back there. I don't want any kind of kids getting any bright ideas. We do own the land adjacent to it, the other 2 acres, and there's a tax ditch surrounding. So they'd have to be kind of crafty to get back there anyway. The normal working hours for my guys is like 7:30 to 5:30. Very rare that we get in there any earlier. A lot of guys taking their kids to school, and we don't really work past 6 either. I mean, it's very, very rare. Not to be a landscape emergency, and that normally never happens. So if there's any questions, I can field any questions. There was supposed to be, we spoke with Chase with planning and zoning, and we submitted some drawings. I doubt you have them. We freehanded them because he said we didn't need to have simple survey redo them for a proposed like mulch bin area. I have them on my phone. I don't know if I can cast them. We got it on there? No, rock on, work out. So there's the proposed mulch bins. It's 25 by 35 area. The McCary Road project that you were just discussing, we're trying to stay off that road. Stokely Materials just bought some land off Georgia and Lynch, and they're gonna have a site right on Burbage, which is even closer to my property. So I'll be able to store products and I don't have to, you know, travel. The parking area would be a 25 by 50 area, which is in front of the dwelling. That's, it's not inhabitable. It's we bought this in a sheriff sale, so we had to demo the whole inside and rebuild it. I mean, it has electric and plumbing, but it's not like living quarters. It's just going to be like an office, really. It's got, you know, it has like a office furniture and stuff like that. So the parking area would be a 25 by 50 area. And at this time of year, I'll be laying off a guy because he goes back to school in another week. I'll be down to 4 other full-time employees. So it's just 4 cars. All the equipment that we have, we do park it in the back where the pole barn is. It says garage there. Everything's parked outside or inside, depending on, you know, what we're using for the day or if I need to pull out a truck and pick up some material. That's about it. Okay. If you have any questions, I can.
Any questions from council?
I have a question.
Hudson.
From the Planning and Zoning Commission, their conditions, did you have a problem with any of those?
No, not at all.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. If there are no other questions, you can have a seat, please. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor of this application? Not seeing anyone. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's apparently no one on the line.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. I ask Mr. Moore, read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 2.00 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with conditions 6A through L.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
I vote yes based on the reasons and conditions given by Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on a recommendation of Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Riley.
I also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
I also vote yes based on P&Z's reasons and recommendations and conditions. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Have a good afternoon.
Okay. The next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2303. Mr. Wehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a food truck business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.23 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Jersey Road, which is Sussex County Route 305, approximately 500 feet southwest of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, and Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 305. The 911 address is 26719 Jersey Road, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 32, Parcel 55.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant survey, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of photographs and exhibits received in opposition at the July 14th hearing, and we have one letter in opposition. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of July 14th of this year. At its meeting of July 28th of this year, the Commission recommended denial of the application for the seven reasons as outlined in the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? Is the applicant for the conditional use 2303 here today, or a representative of the applicant? Is the applicant here? I do not see the applicant. Mr. Whitehouse, have you had any communication?
I've had none, Mr. Moore, but what I have asked staff, seeing that no one is present, I've asked staff to call the applicant's number as stated on the application form. I haven't heard back from staff yet. That would suggest we've not had a response. We could potentially move to the next item and circle back on this.
That is what we have done at time, Mr. President, if that's what the council desires. Okay, at this time, then, we will go to the next matter on the agenda, which is the ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, by amending Section 115-77.1, large-scale uses, to clarify how floor area is calculated.
Thank you. In just a moment, Mr. President, I can provide a very brief overview of the ordinance. It's a short ordinance. It's a one-page ordinance that was introduced by County Council on its June 14th meeting. It has been noticed and a hearing held before the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have received zero comments. The hearing was held on July 14th of this year, and at the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commission moved to recommend the adoption of the ordinance for the reasons as outlined in the motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion along with the draft minutes of the July 14th are included in your paperless packets. To provide an overview, it's a short ordinance because the proposed amendment is relatively short. Within the it's Chapter 115, Section 77.1, large-scale uses within the C1 General Commercial Zoning District, there's a reference to how the total gross building area of a building or group of buildings is calculated. But what the phraseology is, and this was drawn to our attention in pre-application discussions with a potential applicant, there's a slight inconsistency with the way floor area is referred to within the code. And this is one the only place in the code where total gross building area is used as, and that is different to our definition of just floor area that's used in the definitions in the zoning code. And in the architectural and the engineering worlds, total gross building area has a different meaning to what just floor area means as defined in our code. So it's a very straightforward ordinance that proposes to remove gross building and insert the word floor so that would just read floor area. So that's the ordinance in short, and that what that would do is it would remove that inconsistency in the way that floor area is calculated. So.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to speak on this proposed change to the ordinance? Anyone? Mr. Hutt, I kind of figured that's maybe why you snuck in.
I
For the record, my name is David Hunt, attorney here at the local law firm of Morris James, it's Georgetown office, and all I'm going to say is I'm in support of the ordinance. As Mr. Whitehouse said, it's sort of straightforward. It cleans up some terminology in the code and will help as people prepare site plans for the planning commission review. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address this matter? Operator, is there anyone listening remotely that would like to address this matter?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
I would comment, Mr. President, that is the shortest I've ever seen Mr. Hutt at the podium. We can close the public hearing on this matter, Mr.
President. I
think
that should be in the public record.
Yes, it just
how
was.
How short he was. close public hearing. So I give the council close public record. Ask Mr. Morgan a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, by amending Section 115-77.1, parens, large-scale uses, end of parens, to clarify how floor area is calculated.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay.
Now, have we heard back from anybody on that?
I've received no emails, Mr. President, and we've not been able to get in touch with the applicant to confirm. But we've heard nothing suggesting either a withdrawal of the application or a no-show. So,
okay. Well,
at this point, Mr. President, since there is no one here to create a record for County Council, and the record that we have from Planning and Zoning was for denial, it would be appropriate to read the short ordinance and then motion to deny.
Sure.
At that point.
And I think if I'm right too, when we do this, the applicant still has a period of time to tell us there was some kind of major issue, a health issue, somebody was, what are those, how many days is it, 5 days or?
I believe it might be 15, I'm not sure, but it is a short period of time, I do recall that.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
Whatever it is, and
after that, but they have to wait a year if they don't respond.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. Yes, because with this, in case it was brought up, passed by Mr. Vincent was on council when it was passed. That in case there was an emergency, someone was in a car accident or something like that, they could without having to wait the year.
Yeah, but they got a short period of time notified.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so what we're going to do now then is close whatever there is.
Yes.
And stop the public record.
Yes.
And ask you to read the short title.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a food truck business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.38 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
So motion to?
Motion to deny.
Deny.
Yeah, you can. Typically, we do a motion in favor, and then you vote no for lack of, for based on the denial reasons given by planning and zoning and the lack of record here.
Yeah.
Motion to table.
Motion to approve.
Approve.
Okay.
So we got a motion, Mr. Riley, to approve. Second.
Approve. Second.
Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Riley, you get to vote first.
I vote yes.
No.
I'm confused then.
No, because you just made a motion.
Motion is always in the positive.
Right.
But you, if you want to, you would vote no to deny it based on the record from planning and zoning and a lack of a record here.
Thank you for your guidance.
That's not right.
Yes. I mean, the fact that they haven't appeared, and I've got some issues with it anyway, but.
And the P&Z denied it.
And the P&Z denied it, and based on their recommendation, I would vote no.
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote no, based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I vote to deny based on a recommendation of the Planning and Zoning.
Mr. Hudson.
I vote no based on a record made by Planning and Zoning, the fact that they made no record today.
I also vote no based on Planning and Zoning's recommendation of denial and no public record today. So motion defeated. Conditional use 2303 is denied. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned. Thank everybody.